88.5 FM. Jeff Penfield joined live in studio by Junior Junior. It's Dan and Josh here with me. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank Absolutely. You. New album is called Invocations, Conversations, and then they're also going to be coming back to LA June 20th to play at the Lodge Room. First album since leaving Warner Brothers. You know, how does it feel to have a little bit of control back, or I guess not a little bit, but more control back into what you're doing with your music?
It's cool to have your first record label be so iconic. But then you kind of realize that, like, there's weird things, like people high up have certain attitudes about things. Like, if they think that people don't understand the word hypothetical, then you can't make your song called Hypothetical a single, even though I think people probably generally understand the word hypothetical. So, you know, there's like little things like that all the time that are just weird. Because, so it's nice to have our own label now and just be able to kind of do what we feel.
And so as you left there and you started looking for your own path on the way you wanted to go now, when did you decide to make your own label? Because now you have your own called Love is Easy.
Our experience with Warner Brothers is just that, like, every 2 years they're going to change all the people that work there anyways. And so then you just have to figure out how to get along with those people. Like, we had three different presidents of the company while we were there.
Yeah. We were essentially welcoming people.
Yeah, I'd be like, welcome to Warner Brothers.
Because we were there longer than most people that work there.
Yeah. Well, I should have seen it coming, but my eyes were closed. Now I'm standing by the grave of rock and roll. I close my eyes. And up at a party store, I don't know what I'm waiting for, but I hope I won't remember. Gather round, I'll make a toast to rock and roll and its Holy Ghost, but I hope I. It's hard to find a tape for your reel to reel. Maybe digital is better, but it's got less feel. Oh, I'm lost in the darkness, 'cause I close my eyes.
How many songs are on the new album?
I don't really know.
I think it's 18.
I think it's 18, 16,
but It's more of a double album because of the two different halves from two different time periods. Not necessarily like we got 30 songs and we don't know what to do. It was very intentional that there's an album that was made inside the Masonic Temple in Detroit with our bandmates and has its own vibe to it, a real in studio band kind of vibe. And then the other half is more traditional Junior production where it's just Josh and I kind of doing most of it. So those are kind of, and there's things that cross over between them, but they're from two different periods of our life. One was with Warner and one was sort of without, you know?
And so what's the first? So I'm guessing Invocations and yes. Conversations are each half. Are Invocations the Warner Brothers period then?
Invocations
was actually the album that we had.
Yeah.
They had picked up the option and there were a couple other songs that were on it also. So Control, Clean Up, and Same Dark Places were on it. And then we released Same Dark Places and we 4 months later we realized that like they were actively trying to not promote it at the label because they thought it was too dark content wise. And then we like had a meeting for the rest of it. And I remember they gave us like a marketing plan and it still had Linkin Park written on it. Like they hadn't like, customized it for us. And we were just like, this is ridiculous. We can't keep doing this.
You sent out as a single Big Bear Mountain. It's the first song we have from the album. We've been playing it and loving it here, but, you know, it's talking about purpose. Cause there was someone close to the band that was dealing with a parent being diagnosed with a terminal illness.
Yeah. My girlfriend, Jenna Friedman, is a comedian. Mm-hmm. And, she found out that her father had cancer, and I was just kind of thinking about, you know, the fact that every life when it's over just becomes legacy. That's all that there is. And, you know, so what is our legacy meant to be? You know, what can you do to leave the world better than you found it?
Maybe things will get better on their own. We can leave behind the parts we've outgrown. Maybe it's perfect how it is. And no matter what you do, you don't get to write the story. You just get to read it through. Climbing up on Big Bear Mountain. Hear me shouting, please remember us. Can you get for what you're spending?
People have mental health problems. It's not crazy. You're not literally, there's no craziness to it. It's just, it's something you can get past and you can work on and find a way to get through it.
And then you need to talk about.
Yeah.
It's also so chemical, you know, like, I think people don't realize that some forms of mental health issues are actually like as chemical as diabetes. And if you have diabetes, you take insulin, you have to, and no one judges you for it. And I think we've got to kind of go a little bit further as a society to relieve the stigma around it, because sometimes medicine really helps. And,
it's necessary. Sometimes it's needed to just keep your, you know, a level head. Cause not a, you know, as much as we want to think that there's a normal, it's like, look, everything has a little bit of boundary where it goes one way or the other. Sure. It's not all just one. We all don't have one thing. And then there's a couple that aren't, there's a lot of people that have, one particular part of their body, whether it's their brain or their heart or what have you, that's a little bit different than everybody else.
You got to kind of take a unique approach to everyone, man. You know, everyone's their own thing. Yeah. But I also went from like zero kids to three kids.
I'm reading this within like about a year.
So that was another. So I had always wanted to foster.
Yeah.
So we started fostering, and then we were able to adopt two of the four kids that we fostered, and then we had our own biological baby. So just in the span of 1 year, we went from zero to three. So it was, that's all over the record too. You know, it's just, it's a life shift, you know?
Try to imagine what it must be like to live in your mind. Nothing compares to the feeling I had when you were mine. The baton. Hope you get back to the place where that came from, cause you belong. And I keep getting in my way. Oh, getting in my way. Cause if you wanna be a memory, day in, day in, day out, day in, day in, day out, sing along that perfect melody. Got you on my mind. you on my mind, and I'd hate to think what I'd do, alone and lonesome for you, still hear you in that hall, took your pictures off the wall, and I'd hate to think what I'd do, alone and lonesome day in, day in, day out, 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 day in, day in, day out. If you wanna be a memory, day in, day in, day out, day in, day in, day out, sing along that perfect melody, day in, day in, day out, day in, day in, day out. If you wanna live forever, make them all remember you, day in, day in, day out, day in, day in, day out, day in, day in, day out, day in, day in, day out.
So it's Dan and Josh here from Junior Junior. New album is called Invocations Conversations, playing at the Lodge Room on June 20. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
It's 88.5 FM.